This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. So much on tap for this hour. We're going to talk about your doctor talking to you about your gun. Oh, that's coming. Did you know that? Probably get to some calls later on in the hour. Don't bother yet. I have some other stuff I want to get to first. But first, I'm going to dig into this. It's a fascinating conversation. We actually had an email. The commies are funding some billboards in Michigan blaming Trump for the border, right? Okay, so just lying emails. And the guy made a larger point. It'd be nice if we had some people on the right, some of our rich guys on the right, stroking these huge checks. And we did a little brief talk. Left-wing billionaires, millionaires, they will throw away money, gigantic quantities of money, on behalf of the cause. Look, we had some great news out of Wisconsin last night. They had a ballot initiative and they banned what's known as Zuckerbucks. But why is Zuckerbucks even a term? Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, he sunk $400 million into the 2020 election. $400 million. What money did Zuckerberg get back for that? None. In fact, Democrats and Republicans, right after that election, dragged him in front of Congress and started yelling at him about stuff. He didn't even get favorable treatment. $400 million. Why doesn't the right have that or have that many of them? Okay, well, first, let's understand something here. And this is a tangible, real problem that we had better acknowledge. We talk all the time about being sandwiched, you and I. You're sandwiched. I'm sandwiched. What does that mean? The elites on the top, they're all a bunch of commie dirtballs. The street animals on the bottom, the climate change people, the feminists, all those people on the bottom, the Black Lives Matter, the street scum on the bottom, they're commie dirtballs. You're in the middle. I'm in the middle. They work together to attack us. But that's not our unique situation. People have this weird view of communism that it's, you know, even though it fails, of course, it's for the poor. It fails. Communism has always just been about elites enriching themselves and using the poor to do so. That's what it's always been. That's why they attack the people in the middle all the time. Stalin did this. Mao did this. Why is that? Why the people in the middle? Why? Well, they're wealthy enough to be independent. I'm not poor. I don't rely on a bunch of government programs. I can afford to buy my own meat. If I want to have a fancy night at Red Lobster, I can take my family out to that. So I'm rich enough that I don't rely on them, but I'm not so rich. I'm saying for the middle class, but I'm not so rich that I need membership into the billionaires club to stay that rich. You can get wealthy and powerful enough to a certain level where you are capped unless you pay the access fee. What am I talking about? Look, if you want to be CEO of Nike, let me just tell you something. You're going to have to be left wing, period. Oh, you started out in the mailroom? Worked really hard, you excelled in the sales department for all those years and so on and so forth, and you're one of the highly ambitious, smart people. Oh, yeah, all that stuff's great. Oh, sounds good. You want to be CEO? You want to make $30 million a year? How much did you donate to Joe Biden last election? Are you willing to publicly be LGBTQ?
Why are you gay?
Are you Are you willing to say publicly that man and his SUV is destroying the earth? If you're not willing to take these positions, guess what? CEO, sorry, just not in the cards for you. You can only rise so high. So what I'm saying is why one of the reasons right-wing rich guys don't spend as much money is there actually aren't as many mega-rich right-wing guys. Which brings me to what you might be yelling at the radio right now. Jesse, that's crazy. There's all kinds of rich Republicans, all kinds of millionaire Republicans. Well, pause on that. That's where we're going to go. I'm glad you asked the question, at least in my mind. I'm glad I asked the question for you. There's all these right-wing millionaires. Why aren't they floating a bunch of money out to our right-wing causes? Well, you know, army after army after army in history. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Army after army after army used mercenaries. It's a very common thing to use throughout history. You would have your troops, but let's say you didn't have enough troops. Hey, man, we've got 10,000 infantry. We could really use 5,000 more. Maybe we should go hire them. Or maybe it's filling in a deficiency for you. The Romans were very famous for this. Hey, we're doing really great. We have the greatest heavy infantry of all time. Cavalry, we're not that great on horseback. Could use some heavy Wow, those Germans, dang. They can ride a horse. Hey, Germans, here's some money. Here's some stuff. You want to come fight with us in this thing? So again, people use mercenaries. But general after general after general throughout history has learned something critical about mercenaries. Many of the mercenaries. Yes, you can use them. You can win with them. You better make sure you don't put a mercenary where a true believer needs to be. You see, if I'm defending my hometown, let's say the Chi-Coms have invaded and there's a division of Chinese army heading towards me, and I have to defend my hometown. Let's say that's my home behind me with my wife and my kids and my dog and my life sitting there. How long will I fight to defend them? Until I die. Now, if it's somebody's town behind me and somebody else's wife and somebody else's kids and that kind of stuff, and I'm paid really well to defend them, and let's say I'm even super brave, I'm going to fight and I'm going to fight hard, but I mean, I'm not going to die for it at some point in time. Y'all are on your own. Have a good one. I'll be beating feet the other direction. Democrats have more true believers than Republicans do because Democrats are communists and communists are religious. People are Democrats. People practice Republicanism. People are Democrats. It's what they are. It's who they are. People practice Republicanism. We do not have as many people on our side in love with freedom like you are. In love with small government and you know, Second Amendment and all these kinds of things. Yes, I'm not talking about you. You're fine. I'm not talking about you. But the percentages are way out of whack. When you are raised to be a Democrat, you are raised with a cause in mind. America sucks. That's how you've always been raised. That's how you've always been taught. If you're any part of the Democrat Party, any part of it, doesn't matter which part. This place sucks. And so your cause has always been change it, tear it apart, rip it down, that you've had a cause. There's this great evil. It's called America. I must destroy it. But Republicans, we don't have that kind of religious devotion oftentimes to what we believe. Oh, sure. If I'm a business guy, I mean, I want my taxes low. I don't want more regulations. I love shooting, especially on the weekend. I go shooting with my son, but I'm not, look, when I knock off work on Friday, I'm not going to go down and run for school board. I'm not going for a school board meeting. What? No, just okay. Keep my taxes low. And I don't, I don't really want a lot of the tranny stuff in my kids' school and stuff like that. So kind of get, don't keep that stuff out of there. But I'm not, wait, the city manager position? You think I'm going to do the city manager job in my spare time? Why would I do that? For a Democrat? A Democrat doesn't have a side life. Because what else is bigger than the God you believe in? Yeah, we have a bunch of right-wing millionaires. And I'm really genuinely not insulting them. I'm not. We have a difference in how many of our people are true believers versus how many of their people are true believers. Pick a number. You can make up the number, but pick a number. Look, you know what? Here's a number. We don't have to make one up. You want to know a number? We've used it many, many times before on the show. You've heard it before. What percentage of Democrats show up to vote in their primaries? It's not universal, but it's a national number. What percentage? Half. You get 100 Democrats in a room. 50 of them, they will know when the primary is. They will be showing up. They will be voting. They will be voting for a purpose. What percentage of Republicans vote in primaries? 25. Half. But 100 of them in a room. 25 will even bother. When's the primary? Who's what are the stakes? I don't just want to go based on the TV commercials. We have half the true believers they do. So our rich guys, they're not just going to hand you $10 million unless you can tell them how you're going to hand them back $11 million. So that's what we're dealing with right now. All right? All right. I know I'm not asking anybody for money. All right. Speaking of Guyana, maybe I said that wrong. Guyana. I said it wrong last hour to Daniel Turner. Someone asked a question about it. And we're going to talk about your doctor asking about your guns before we do that. Speaking of doctors, remember when the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, remember when they called ivermectin horse dewormer? Remember that? Do you think maybe it's a good time to start finding alternate ways to treat yourself, to improve your life? Do you have pain in your life? Back pain or foot pain or hand pain, muscle pain? Those pains come. That's natural. We need to focus on natural solutions to pain. No more ibuprofen bottles, no more pain pills. Try Relief Factor. Just all I'm asking is 3 weeks. For 3 weeks, set the ibuprofen bottle down. Take Relief Factor every day. Tell me how you feel. They sell 3 week quick start kits, $19.95. That's it. That's it. You like it? Keep going. Almost everyone does. Call them 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. It is a hump day, and it is an awesome day today. And we are going to dig into some emails in a moment. I did want to give you a heads up. It's been a couple weeks. So no, I think we did it last week. Chris, we didn't take any calls last week. Maybe a day. We don't do that a lot. Generally goes poorly, and I end up hanging up on a bunch of people because there's too much small talk. But we're going to do it tonight. Let's have some fun tonight. 877-377-4373. Remember, there are rules for the calls. One, this is a family show. As rough around the edges as we may be, this is a family show. Always has been. It always will be. Kids listen. Kids listen without their parents. Kids listen with their parents, and it will always be that kind of a show. So No potty words. We'll just drop it. No bad language. No stuff you wouldn't say in front of a kid because there are kids listening. That's one. Two, no small talk. Don't tell me. Don't ask me how I am. I'm not going to thank you for the call. Just get right to the point. You could even be a point where you disagree with me on something. As you know, that's fine. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Just get to the point. The most offensive thing is you not getting to the point. Other than that, let's have some fun. 877-377-4373. Back to, remember that Podesta talk we were just having? How they're just blood-sucking money out of their political enemies, handing it out to each other as they burn this place down. Listen to Corinne Diversity Hire from today.
It is important. It is important to understand the climate and economic impacts. That's why it's so important, right, of these LNG exports. And it is the impacts on consumers, right, the impacts on communities. And that's why the president supports these LNG pauses.
Yeah, they're enriching themselves by pausing LNG exports. The people in our government are working against the country to get more power, destroy the place, and enrich themselves. Golly. Dear Big Pickle Lover. Yeah, that's not very nice. I heard you bring up Guyana the other day. Chris, did I say it wrong to Daniel Turner? I really screwed him up. He's way more educated. Is it Guyana? I don't want to sound uneducated, Chris. You know what a Renaissance man I am. Could you look it up, please, so we sound smart on the show? It's Guyana, Michael. Thank you. He acted totally confused. Anyway, Jesse, I heard you bring up Guyana the other day on your radio show. It should be noted that that's where Jim Jones set up Jonestown. That crazy communist made his followers speak Russian in order to be allowed to eat handfuls of rice, recite communist slogans, and beat each other when someone said they wanted to live. Like every other utopia, it ends with the leader raping the women, shooting the men, and drugging and poisoning everyone else, including the children. For some reason, no matter the scale of communism, it ends up with the same result. Well, understand this. I have always believed this, and I will always believe this, that communism is of the devil. I will always believe it for a variety of different reasons. Not just the outright war the commies have waged against Christianity since the early stages of communism. It's not just that. It's the fact that it embraces and encourages all of our worst inclinations, if you will. We all have them, right? We are all fallen. We are all sinful creatures. Envy. You know, look, that's one of the most base ones, right? Hey, he's got stuff. He shouldn't even have that. In fact, that should be yours. That's something. Isn't that inside of all of us? Like my neighbor Mike and his yard's bigger than mine and better. I'm not bitter about it or anything. I'm just saying that's you see what I mean? Envy. Well, communism doesn't tell you that's bad. Communism tells you to embrace it. Perversion. Oh, that's, again, everyone has some sort of thing. Everyone does, right? But communism, it doesn't tell you to clean it up, keep it quiet. It doesn't tell you that. Tells you to throw on your pink feather boa and go shake your penis in some kid's face. It is of the devil. And that's why it ends up hurting so many people so quickly every single time. Because when you take humanity, when you take 100 people and you put them in a 100-person village and you tell them that, hey, whatever the bad parts about you are, they're actually good parts, and you should embrace them and go all in. So you've got a problem with alcohol. You just drink and drink and drink. In fact, you should drink and pick up drugs. Just totally do that. And you've got this problem. You're a jealous person. You should be jealous. Screw your neighbor. His stuff should be yours. When you live in a society like that, you're going to have a society full of miserable, angst-ridden people and, man, capable of some really, really terrible stuff. All right, whatever. We're going to move on and talk about something different. You know, we talk about how these people insert themselves into everything, no matter what they do, no matter what their job, no matter what their role. They bring their religion with them. Boy, do I have an outstanding new example of that. And then we'll get to your calls. 877-377-4373. Before we do that, just remember, they're not only not cutting anything, they're acting like they are.
We've reduced the federal deficit by $160 billion. Hear me? $160 billion, you know?
And we've cut deficit over $2 trillion.
Yeah, headline, soaring interest costs to exceed defense spending as government faces fiscal reckoning. That's from yesterday. Buy some gold, please. Silver, I don't care what color it is. When I talk to people about Oxford Gold, they think that I just love gold or something like that. Like I'm Goldfinger from James Bond. I actually don't care about it. I love that it lasts. I love reliable. I love that it doesn't matter what Joe Biden, Jerome Powell, or any of these people do. The gold I have from Oxford Gold Group will last. It'll buy me goods and services after America's gone, it'll still be there. It'll outlast us all. What do you have that lasts like that? Nothing. Call them and get some. They'll mail some to your front door. You don't need a bank vault. You don't need to be a millionaire. Just call them. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That's me. I live in the fast lane, Chris. What? You don't. You're boring. You have a new baby now. Me, I'm living it up. Absolutely living it up. No, I don't have any track meets this weekend for your information, so we're gonna make a big Sam's Club run. So in your stupid face, got a pretty packed weekend. Remember, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and no, I'm lying, I'm not a Sam's Club member anymore. I had to cancel that too. Freaking sucks. Anyway, let's talk about the system speaking with one voice, and then we'll get to these calls, let you have your say on some things. But remember how we were talking earlier, how odd it would be, even though we understand the reasons why in this country, how odd it would be in a normal country that the Federal Reserve chairman would be out there campaigning for more immigrants?
We got a very large increase in population last year, which may have helped with inflation. It certainly helped with...
He's talking about all the illegals. But it works everywhere. You see this everywhere. You want another one? Whew, here's a doozy for you. Headline: the doctor will ask about your gun now. This is from The Atlantic. I'll read right from it. A man comes to Northwell Health Hospital on Staten Island with a sprained ankle. Any allergies? The doctor asks. How many alcoholic drinks do you have each week? Do you have access to firearms inside or outside the home? Oh, this is coming for you. Just wait. I'll go down. Northwell Health is part of a growing movement of healthcare providers who they want to talk with patients about guns like they would diet, exercise, sex, or treating a firearm, because they're treating firearms injuries as a public health issue. In the past few years, the White House has declared firearm injury an epidemic. The CDC and National Institutes of Health have begun offering grants for prevention research. Your medical institutions have been taken too, because the communist is a communist first, and that whatever else his job title is, that comes second. Frankly, being a mom comes second, a father second, son, employee, employer. It doesn't matter what your duties are. When you're a communist first. That's why your Disney movies are all full of lesbians now. That's why you can't watch the NFL without being sold 10 bottles of pills and finding out how racist you are for being white. That's why your kid comes home in the second grade and he's worried about man-made climate change. When the communist goes to work, goes to bed, brushes his teeth, plays t-ball, the communist puts his religion before all others. Here's the CIO of a company called Optum Inc. Does this sound like the human being? Does this sound like a human being who sets her religion aside when she gets to work?
You know, I call it the shifting off of neutral, you know, that neutral is no longer neutral. And it's been very powerful because it's been a personal awareness for many people that a neutral position that's meritocratic, that is good and treating people evenly, isn't good enough, that allows the bias that is in our systems, be they work or in culture and society, it allows it to perpetuate, that if you remain neutral, not positively trying to help examples of bias, be it against gender or race and ethnicity or social disadvantage, that you actually are perpetuating the existing system and its bias. You have to proactively stand for and...
It's not enough to be neutral. You must stand shoulder to shoulder with these dirt balls as they destroy the country. One voice at all times, even your daggone doctor now. And I don't think I have to inform you how to answer that question if your doctor opens up his fat mouth and asks if you have any guns in the house. Anyway, get to the point, but let's have some fun. Mark, Pennsylvania, go.
Good evening, Jesse. So I'm retired military, and I'm Republican through and through, have been all my life. But here's where me and a lot of my Republican military brothers and sisters stand. The Democrats proved that they can steal elections. They did so in 2020. It is our belief. What is the incentive for us to go out and vote this year? You know, if they stole one election, they can steal another.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, that's very fair. That's a very, very fair question. Why would I even bother? They stole 2020. Why would I bother? Why would I bother? Well, let's get some things straight on what they do, what they did, what we think they did, and what they didn't do. First of all, let's be clear about this. Here's what they don't do. What they can't do. They don't have the ability to do it. They don't steal every election across the United States of America. Do you have any idea how many elected positions there are in the country? From city councils to county board of supervisors. I mean, freaking constable, school board, sheriff, state house, state led. But they don't steal every election in the country. Can we at least agree on that? They do not steal every election in the country. Nobody believes that. All right? So there's that. Okay, well, already, since they don't steal every election, then that means there must be some elections we should get involved in, right? Okay. So let's set that aside for a moment. Now, what do we believe about 2020? Oh, well, you know what? Forget about what you believe. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Let me tell you what I believe. Here's what I believe. I believe Democrats have ingrained election cheating into their moral code, and it's been that way forever. For as long as there's been a Democrat Party, they've been that way. You cheat, you lie, you do whatever is necessary on behalf of the revolution. They've been doing this stuff since Tammany Hall. Democrats cheat in elections. In Chicago, go talk to someone in Chicago about elections. New York City, they know it all too well. Democrats cheat in elections. Of course they cheat in elections. Okay, so we know that. I'm getting to what I believe about 2020. What else do we believe about 2020? Or what do we know, I should say? Democrats love to cheat. What made 2020's election so different? And in fact, why is it that Joe Biden can say, honestly, it's the one thing he tells the truth about, that he had more votes than any other president in history? Why did he? Why? Is it because he was so popular? No. Is it because Donald Trump was so unpopular? No. Joe Biden had the most votes of any man in history because Joe Biden got elected during the COVID lockdown era with mail-in ballots galore. It was the introduction of mass mail-in balloting that allowed Joe Biden to get the most votes ever. So, We know Democrats will use any opportunity in the world to cheat in elections. After all, the party platform is you shouldn't have to show ID. So let me pause you communists before you email the show and tell me you don't stand for cheating in elections. There's only one reason you wouldn't want people to show ID. Come on, be serious. Okay, so Democrats cheat. We know that. We know that there was mass mail-in balloting in 2020. We know that. Mail-in balloting like we've never seen before. So what did they do? What happened on the ground? Well, in swing states like Wisconsin and Georgia, there were all kinds of ballot boxes that were dropped. Now, where were they dropped? They were dropped in the blue areas, not the red ones. In fact, when these quote nonprofits, even though they were all commie run back then, there's a reason they didn't do much in Florida, but they did a bunch in Georgia. Why would you ignore Florida, which has way more electoral college votes, and go to Georgia instead? Because you knew you had blue areas in red or reddish states like Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia, like Madison, Wisconsin. I'm talking about the counties these cities reside in. You knew you had areas in these red states that were under complete communist control. Now, I will finish my thoughts on 2020 and why that's not an excuse for us to sit at home in a moment. Just my point before I get to that. Let's do this. Now we'll get to more of your calls and stuff like that. Chalk. Listen, it's about our energy levels too, guys. We talk about saving the country. And what do I talk? What did I say yesterday when we were talking about saving the country? About fighting the culture war. Well, get involved in your school board race. That sounds crazy, right? We have these big national problems, but our problems start at their roots. We have a cultural issue. What's being taught in schools is a huge part of that. Well, let's keep going with that. How are we going to save our communities, our schools, our country, if we're a bunch of low-energy, low-T weenie losers? We can't. If you're out of gas and I'm out of gas, we ain't going to make it, because the purple-haired freak, she intends to die for what she believes. Get a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from Chalk flowing through your veins. All natural herbal supplements. All natural. They have pre-workouts there. It's called Chad Mode. I know, that's awesome. They have Chalk lit powder poured in your drink in the morning. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have more than an hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can download it if you miss any of it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. All right, back to what we were talking about. The guy called in. He said, hey, I don't believe the election was legit. 2020 was stolen. My Republican friends believe it was stolen, so why would we vote? And so we just set aside the fact, granted, every vote's not stolen. Every election's not stolen. There are many, 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 many elections. So we're just going back to what I believe about 2020. So they set up all these drop boxes. They set them up in complete commie-run hell holes like Madison, Wisconsin, Atlanta, Georgia. And then in these critical swing states, they had precincts in these swing states that had more votes turned in than there were registered voters in the precinct. Okay, so let's just set that part of it aside and pretend like that didn't happen. We also had the FBI intimately involved in the election, touching base with social media companies, telling them to censor stories that made Joe Biden look bad. Okay, let me just go ahead and give it to you, at least what I believe. 2020, for about 1,000 different reasons, was filthy dirty, and you've never once heard me say otherwise. However, you have heard me say this, and it is true. We are not going to win. We're not going to take back this country from Washington, D.C. Yes, I want Joe Biden to lose the way you want Joe Biden to lose. But the re-election of Donald Trump is not going to save America. We will have normal Americans take back their schools, take back their communities, their cities, their towns, their counties, their states, or we will lose this country. The greatest president in history being elected for 28 years will not save the United States of America. And our local elections are not stolen. Look, hey, if you live in Chicago, you're on your own. But you don't have a bunch of communists on the school board in your rural area because the elections are stolen. You have a bunch of communists on the school board in your red area because you're lazy. Because we put all of our hope in a man. We have the worst savior complex on the right. You see it all the time. It's not that it's Trump. There were a million before him. There'll be a million after them. Someone will come along and say some things we like and say them the way we like them. And instead of being cautiously optimistic, we fall in love. Save us! Ah! But there's no one coming to save you from Washington, D.C. It's never going to happen, ever. We can win a ton of elections. We don't even try. And I would give you that excuse of, hey, we don't vote because the elections are stolen. Look at 2020. I would give you that excuse if Republicans weren't sitting out elections prior to 2020. Republicans do not get involved in primaries. They don't get involved in local elections. They don't get involved in school board races. They vote once every 4 years for president. Once every 4 years, it's a Bush sign in the yard. It's a McCain sign in the yard. It's a MAGA hat. And then you go back to not getting involved in politics at all. And we look around and wonder why the commie scum took over everything. They took over everything, not because they cheated, because we're lazy and apathetic. That's what we have to change. All right. And I'm not here to tell you 2024 is going to be on the up and up for president. I am not telling you that. Maybe they will cheat again. Maybe they will screw us again. But you realize that we could lose the White House in 2024, God forbid, but we could lose the White House in 2024. And still, 2024 could be a huge red wave across this country. State houses and state senates and local and everything. If we're going to pin all of our hopes on a MAGA hat, then we're already done. All right? All right. Talk about some other things. Steve in Pennsylvania, go.
Mr. Kelly, privilege to speak with you tonight. I think that we need to stop looking in the rearview mirror because you're going to run into something. We need to be looking forward. And I think that the best thing for everybody who's in, you know, who's of sound mind and body would be for Trump and DeSantis to get together and run together on the same ticket.
Okay, that's not a bad suggestion. It's really not. And I've had many of these by email, both during the primary. Now that the primary is done, DeSantis dropped out. He endorsed Trump. He moved on. As I explained before the primary even began, before they both jumped in, I told you they were both going to jump in because I knew they were, just from people I knew. And I warned you that they were not going to link up. They were not going to join together. I warned you that they were going to throw mud at each other, and they did. And I told you there's not going to be a coming together. There's not going to be. And that's very, very clear now. I don't know exactly what went on because I haven't been told yet if something did go on behind the scenes between Trump and DeSantis. I don't know what the deal is, but I know there's a deal. And here's what I mean. If you take the congressmen who backed DeSantis over Trump, a lot of them are our best congressmen, to be honest with you. It's Chip Roy and Thomas Massie and these kind of guys. But they wanted DeSantis over Trump. They had their own reasons. Hey, I'm going to back DeSantis, whatever. Okay, it's an endorsement. Who really cares that much? Trump cares. Trump is publicly pushing for our most right-wing members of Congress to be primaried. Now, you can think about that whatever you want. What it should tell you is there is a DeSantis-Trump rift that is not about to be healed. And they're not about to put the country first. And they're not about to set aside, let bygones be bygones. Donald Trump was calling Ron DeSantis Ron DeSantis last week. DeSantis bowed out of the primary a month ago and endorsed him. I've never seen that before. There is something there. I assume something happened between them, something that you or I, we will probably never know. And if I find out, and if I'm allowed to tell you, you should know that I will tell you. And we don't know how these things work. You go into the business world, you've probably seen this in your own life, in your own job, in your own school. Things happen people don't see behind the scenes. And soon, this guy says he'll never work for that guy. And you're looking and you're saying, why? They seem like they'd get along. They used to work together. Something happened. I don't know if something happened between those two behind the scenes or if it's just as simple as Trump being offended beyond belief that DeSantis ran against him. I don't know, but I do know we're not putting that band back together again. And that might end up being super costly. It is what it is, but they ain't running together. I'll tell you that. All right, we'll do some more of these. I want to get to something else really, really, really quickly. Something about the UC Berkeley and banning white people from the farm. We'll be back to these calls next hour. Sorry, phone lines are full. I'll let you know when something opens up. Before we get to those, look, the Federal Reserve Chairman, Janet Yellen, Biden, how many people who are running things monetarily, how many people have to come out and tell you that things are bad before we believe them? Things are bad. Janet Yellen isn't even calling inflation transitory anymore. We know that. So what do we do? Can't cry. We can't hide. We have to buy things we can touch and feel. We have to do, honestly, what the finance giants are doing, what the nation states are doing. They're buying hard assets. They're buying two things, precious metals and real estate. That's what they're doing. Done-for-you real estate is how normal people get into that game. This is for normal people to begin acquiring properties. They will find them for you. They get them financed. They handle the paperwork. They do everything for you. But let done-for-you real estate, let them help you start. Doneforyoujesse.com is where you begin. Doneforyoujesse.com. A whole hour left. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.